السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. لاسٹ نائٹ یو ہیڈ آلموسٹ دا ہول نائٹ, دین وی ہیڈ دا صلاۃ الکسوف اینڈ دین اپ اینڈ ڈاؤن اینڈ آل دا ادر میٹنگز. ویل ہیو اے شارٹ ذکر سیشن ناؤ. میک دعا اینڈ ہیو اے لٹل بٹ آف ریسٹ اینڈ گیٹ اپ ارلی فور تہجد اینڈ میک یور اون ذکر اینڈ تسبیحات. اے میرے داتا, اے میرے مالک, اے میرے مولا, اے میرے والی. اے میرے داتا, اے میرے مالک, اے میرے مولا, اے میرے والی. شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے, سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی. شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے, گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی. شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے, گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی. وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیرے یاد بسالی. وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ. اللہ 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 اللہ. قصبہ میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں, دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی. قصبہ میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں, دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی. وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا, عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گنوائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں, کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں, کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی. مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا, کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. You can see all these Ahlullah. There's one thing that's very conspicuous and clear in their lives, that because of the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because of their knowledge of the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the exalted status and might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, looking at that, they consider even those ibadat which they do as nothing of real significance to be presented before Allah Ta'ala. Because they look at who they are presenting it to. When you go to somebody of a very high position and status, then the gift also you want to take in accordance with that position. As I think the other night I was explaining, that if a person is going to a King Fahad, or the King of Jordan, or the King of some other state which has oil wells, and he has got a chain of palaces, now you want to take a gift for that. Now if you take a broken tumbler for that king, then will it be worthy of presentation? Or if you take some torn and tattered garment and say that I brought this as a gift for you. So no matter what they do, the Ahlullah, the Walis of Allah Ta'ala, they make shukr also. They do not go on to another extreme that they become ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala for having blessed them with that ni'mat. It's such a fine line that neither must you negate it so much that you go on to one extreme of rejecting these ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and not making shukr over it. So looking at the large majority of the people and their lives, so then this Ahlullah, they make shukr that Ya Allah, we are grateful to you that you blessed us with this ni'mat, with this tawfiq of making your ibadat, making zikr, giving charities, making hajj and umrahs, of being kind to parents, to children, to families, etc. Ya Allah, you gave us the tawfiq, so we make your shukr. So one side they are making shukr. And the other side, when they look at it, and they look at the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then they say we are the most sinful one on the surface of this earth. That even if our ibadat, if we have to look at it, oh Allah, it's not worthy of presentation before you. But after that again they say that, oh Allah, even if it is not worthy of presentation before you, but you are not in need of our ibadat. You are not in need of our ibadat. And no matter how hard we try, but we cannot really make it of that quality that we can say that now we have done justice and it's worthy of being presented before you. There will still be weakness in there in comparison with your azmat and your status and your honor and your might and your power and your glory. It will not be worthy. So, O Allah, therefore we seek from your shan of karam, from your generosity, that, O Allah, you are so generous, that if you had been only looking at our deeds and then giving us reward or punishment, then none of us would have been even existing on the surface of the earth. Because if Allah Ta'ala has to deal with us in a just and fair way, that whatever you do, you get immediate punishment, then which one of us would have survived? If we look at the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, and of our heart and mind, then which one would have survived? So when they look at that, they say, Ya Allah, no matter what we have done, what we could have done, but we couldn't have done justice. So therefore we are appealing to your clemency. The kings, the rulers, on occasions they say, now today we are forgiving so many people. And sometimes they forgive murderers and rapists and looters and crooks. Why? Because the birthday of the president. So they give a birthday gift to these people so that they may come outside and do the same thing. But if people of this world who are in high positions can, because of that power that they exercise and that authority that they exercise, forgive and overlook and give amnesty and give release from prisons to even crooks and murderers and people committing major crimes, so, O Allah, whatever sins we may have committed, O Allah, whatever crime we may have committed, but we are appealing to you, O Allah, that you exercise all power, all authority. There is no one to question you if you have to forgive us. And then we know that when Allah Ta'ala forgives, then it's not like those people who are forgiven or they are given amnesty, so they come out and they repeat the same thing. Now this person who will be given forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala because he's begging for forgiveness, then he will come out of that prison of sins, and now he's going to make such tawbah that he will fulfill the rights of people. If he was a crook before, if he was a scoundrel, if he was a thief, if he was a fraudulent dealer, if he was a murderer, whatever it is, now he will make sincere tawbah. He will try and make amends. That will be the effect of his tawbah. That will be the effect of the acceptance of his tawbah, that when he comes out, he will not repeat those crimes. Because now he has more khawf of khuda and more muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us this opportunity to make zikr, to make tawbah, to make istighfar, to sit in atikaf, to engage in tarawih, to engage in tilawat. All this ibadah, it is Allah Ta'ala who gave the tawfiq. So on the one hand, we make shukr of it, that all lies your ihsan, your fazal, you gave us the tawfiq. But on the other hand, like these ahlullah, when they look at the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when they look at the glory of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then they say, khalqa mein sabse main hi bura hoon. O Allah, in your creation, the worst of all is myself. And they truly believe that. It's not just words. That humility is a condition of the heart. Tawazu is a condition of the heart. Humility is a condition of the heart. And they really believe that. That with the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they are being, that we are insignificant. Again, that example which I have given many times, that if the pilot is flying at 30,000 feet above sea level and he looks down, then he will see somebody at 20, somebody at 15, and somebody on zero, hasn't even taken off. So he will think that I am gone very, very high. There's nobody in comparison with my status. I have gone very high. There's nobody that can compare with me now. But if only this stupid and foolish and silly pilot knows that space is way beyond, and if he has to look a little above in his radar, then he will find that there's somebody flying at 40,000, somebody at 60, somebody at 90, and somebody has reached the moon, and somebody may have even gone further. There's no limit, just going on and on and on. So looking at above, looking at that which is above, they consider themselves as having done nothing. But and looking at below, so then they make shukr also, that Ya Allah, at least your fazal that you allowed us to rise so high. So they're making shukr on that, that they are able to fly at 30,000 too, because there are others who haven't even gone there. And when they look above, then they say, Ya Allah, we haven't reached anywhere as yet. So give us the tawfiq to go further and further. Then see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala raises this person. So he says, khalqa mein sabse main hi bura hoon. Of all your creation, O Allah, the most sinful one is myself. Koi nahi hai mujhme balai. I can't seem to find any goodness in my actions. Mujhsa koi badkar na hoga. Kaun si maine ki na burai. O Allah, I don't think there's anybody that is more sinful than myself. Which sin is there, O Allah, that I haven't committed? From the time we became of age up till now, if we have to go back in history of our lives, then we will see that we are not the same as we are today. And what we are today also is not even 50% or 40% or 60% of Sharia compliant, all our actions and all our amal. Our namaz doesn't have that khushu and khuzu, doesn't have that etiquette, doesn't have that adab. Our fasting had so much of ghibat, so much of gossip about others, so much of other sins of the eyes, of the ears, of the tongue. Our zakat, neither do we calculate properly nor do we dispense of it properly. Our earnings also, we do not know which areas we have been negligent in. How many times we don't want to do the wrong thing, but we are ignorant, we don't know the masail. So the person is involved in an interest-bearing transaction, but he doesn't even realize that it is interest-bearing transaction that is entered into. So if we have to look at all the different areas of our lives, then we will have no hesitation in saying, Mujhsa koi badkar na hoga. Oh Allah, I don't think there is anybody more sinful than myself. Konasi maine ki na burai. Oh Allah, which sin is that that I haven't committed? And then if we haven't indulged in open sins, then what about the sins of the heart? What about jealousy? What about malice? What about greed? What about pride? What about giving vent to anger at the wrong places? So which person can say that I am perfect like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? That is the reason why Allah Ta'ala kept the doors of Tawbah open. And that is the reason why Allah, out of His mercy and kindness, He has repeatedly asked His servants to return, to come back, come back. And He invites them in different ways, in beautiful ways. قُرْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَرْحَمْ. Allah is saying, say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَرْحَمْ. O my Rabb, forgive me and have mercy on me. أَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. You are the best of those who show mercy. Now when a father tells the son, you have annoyed me, you have displeased me, you have made me angry, now quickly say, I'm sorry. Then what does the father mean by that? If a father has been annoyed by the son or the child, and the father says, look, you have made me very angry, I'm very cross with you, I'm very angry with you, but never mind, say quickly, I'm sorry. So what does it mean? It means that the father wants to forgive and say, never mind, whatever you have done, my son, you are my son. That is why Allah Ta'ala is saying, Qur, say, Rabbi Akhfir Warham. Oh Allah, we know that we are sinful, but we are sorry, we apologize, we are ashamed. Then see how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showers His mercy and forgiveness. He takes us towards Him.
خلقوں میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah 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 Nafs ke shar se mujhko bacha le ae mere Allah ae mere Allah Nafs ke shar se mujhko bacha le ae mere Allah ae mere Allah پنجہِ غم سے مجھ کو چھوڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ.
Oh, my beloved Allah, listen to my pleading, listen to my call, listen to my cry, listen to my sighs. Oh, my Allah, I am repeatedly tapping at your door. Oh, my Allah, don't keep your door shut from us. Sun mere nale, sun mere nale. Apna banale, apna banale. Oh, Allah, how long are we going to remain friends of nafs and shaitan? Make us yours, oh Allah, make us yours. Apna banale, apna banale. Oh Allah, make us yours. Oh Allah, make us yours. In the day Allah Ta'ala makes us His, then who needs gardens after that? And Allah Ta'ala is showing us how He will make us His. We are saying we want to come yours. Allah Ta'ala showed us in the Quran Sharif, Allah, Inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Bring firm faith in Allah Ta'ala, accept every hukam of His, do those things that He has ordered, restrain yourself from all what He has forbidden and made haram, and what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has made haram. Obey Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Bring iman and have taqwa. Then you will be Allah Ta'ala's friends. Then there's no khawf, no gham, no ham, no huzn, no fear, no grief, nothing. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will then become our friends. Oh, Allah Ta'ala says, In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqu. The friends of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who are they? Those who got taqwa. And the accidental sins, cry over them, make tawbah, istighfar, then you become walis of Allah Ta'ala.
Nafs ke shar se mujhko bacha le, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. پنجے غم سے مجھ کو چھوڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Hey Allah, in your muhabbat these friends of mine have gathered. Hey Allah, there are so many attractions outside. Hey Merit, Ya Re Allah, in spite of them being tired, but oh Allah, raising your hands is part of the night before you. Ey mere pyare Allah, it is the month of Ramadan. It is a Mubarak night of Ramadan. Ey Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, nothing else has kept us here except that we are hopeful of your forgiveness and mercy. Ya Allah, we cannot do justice to the ibadat that we are doing. Ya Allah, it is not worthy of presentation before you. Oh my Allah, how can we make our ibadat worthy of presentation before you? Mere Allah, for whatever weakness they may be, whatever shortcomings they may be in our ibadat, but oh Allah, you are the one who has blessed us with this tawfiq. Ya Allah, we are grateful to you for blessing us with the tawfiq. Ya Allah, if you did not give us this tawfiq to raise our hands this part of the night before you, we do not know where we would have been, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only your ihsan and your fazl that you brought us to the masjid. Hey, mere pyare Allah, we make shukar over this great ni'mat of yours. Hey, oh Allah, we seek forgiveness for the shortcomings in our ibadat. Hey, Allah, forgive us. Hey, Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hey, mere pyare Allah, ہم نادم ہے, ہم شرمندہ ہے. We are ashamed, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Ya Allah, we are the worst on the surface of this earth. But oh my beloved Allah, you are the greatest in showing mercy. Oh my beloved Allah, whatever our sins may be, but oh Allah, your ocean of forgiveness is so vast, so vast. That just one drop from your ocean is sufficient to wash away our sins. Hey Allah, you do not even need a drop from your ocean. Just your irada and your intention to forgive is sufficient to wash away our sins. Hey Allah, hum mujrim hai, hum khatakar hai, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum sab kuch hai, bande tere. Tujhe chhod ke maula hum jaye ka. Hey Allah, where do we go? Ya Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, no matter how far we may have gone, but oh Allah, we have been informed by your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that something that is most beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak night of Ramadan, we are seeking forgiveness for all the sins that we have committed. Our major sins and our minor sins, oh Allah, forgive them. Forgive our sins, O Allah, whether we committed them in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. O Allah, most of our sins have been deliberate. They have been intentional. They have been willful. Oh my beloved Allah, you could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. Nations of the past were destroyed when they committed the type of sins that we commit. But oh Allah, how merciful you are, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are, that in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat, so much to drink, clothes to wear, transport. Ey Allah, tujh jaisa pyara khuda kahan se laaye, tere siwa koi hai hi nahi. There is no Allah besides you. There is no ma'bud besides you. Allah, you are our maqsood, you are our masjood, you are our ma'bud. Ey Allah, hum tujh se maang rahe. Oh Allah, we are pleading to you. Oh Allah, listen to our pleas. Oh Allah, listen to our pleas. Ya Allah, hamari faryad sun le. Ey Allah, listen to our pleas. Oh Allah, listen to our sighs. Oh Allah, listen to our sighs. Oh Allah, listen to our calling. Ya Allah, listen to our supplication. Oh my beloved Allah, make us yours. Make us yours and become ours. Allah, make us yours and become ours.
اے اللہ کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ مانگتا، الہی میں تجھ سے طلب گار تیرا، اے اللہ اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری، جو تو میرا تو سب میرا، فلک میرا زمین میری. Oh Allah, if you are not ours, nothing is ours. If you are ours, then everything is ours. اے میرے پیارے اللہ ہمارا بن جا. Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. How much of haram we have seen with our eyes. How much of haram we have heard with our ears. Allah, how much of haram we have spoken with our tongues. Allah, how much of haram we have touched with our hands. How much of haram places we have walked with our feet. Mere Allah, all your bounties be used for your disobedience. Mere Allah, teri hi nehmate kha kha kar teri hi nafarmani hum karte rahe. Ay Allah, hum se zyada koi gunegar nahi. Allah, in your creation there is nobody more sinful than us. Allah, which sin is that which we have not committed? Hey, mere Allah, maaf kar de. Hey Allah, we have completed the Taraweeh Salat. Hey Allah, there is going to be no Taraweeh also tomorrow. Mere Allah, the month of Ramadan has almost ended. Hey Allah, we haven't done justice to our fasting. We haven't done justice to our tilawat. We haven't done justice to our ibadat. We haven't done justice to our zikr. Allah, we are like the proverbial dog's tail, that no matter how much you try to straighten it, it still remains crooked. Allah, kutte ki dum, teedi ki teedi. Allah, hamara wohi haal hai. Lekin mere Allah, hum tujhe chhod ke jaye kaha. There is no one for us besides you. Allah, if a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. Allah, if a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can still go to another. Lekin mere Allah, if you have to reject us at your door, then by Mawla, you tell us, who do we go to? mere Allah, ab to hamare haal par raham farma le. Puri ummat pareshan hai. Mere Allah, puri ummat pareshan hai. Allah, because of our sins, the whole ummat is suffering. Allah, remove the difficulties, the trials, the problems of the entire ummat. Allah, Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, India, Afghanistan. Mere Allah, Europe and America, Africa. Mere Allah, ummat-e-muslima har jagah pareshan. Ay Allah, koi is yateem ummat ke sar par haath phirne wala nahi raha. There's nobody to pass the hand of affection over this yateem ummat anymore. Mere Allah, tere siwa koi nahi jo raham kar sakta. Ay Allah, tu hi raham farma, tu hi karam farma. Change the conditions, oh my beloved Allah. Change the conditions of adversity to prosperity. Ay Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Assist and help the Muslim Ummah. Ay Allah, Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma. Ay Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen. Ay Mere Allah, you can send down angels even today, just as you sent down in the Battle of Badr and so many other occasions. Allah, be to wahi Allah. Allah, give hidayat to those who are enemies. Give them hidayat, O Allah. O Allah, give them hidayat as you gave to the Sahaba Ikram. And you made them radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Allah, be to hidayat de sakta hai. But O Allah, if they have become obstinate and they have made up their minds that they are not going to accept hidayat, and they will create problems for the Ummah, then, O Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Ay Allah, send gale force winds against them. Send flood waters against them. Cause the plains to crash. O Allah, destroy their enemy forces. Ya Allah, cause division and disunity amongst their ranks.
Allah bless us all with long life,
Ameen.
With good health.
Ameen.
Bless our children with good health,
Ameen.
Our wives with good
Ameen.
Health, our parents with
Ameen.
Good health, the ummat with good health.
Ameen.
Those who are sick in hospitals, give them cure.
Ameen.
Those who are sick in their homes, give them
Ameen.
Cure. Ya Allah, jo bhi bimar hai unko shifa ata
farma.
Ya Allah, sab ko shifa tamma kamila ajal farma. Ay Allah, hum bimar hai, hume shifa ata farma. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ay Allah, cure us of all our ailments and sicknesses and diseases. Ay Allah, bless us all with good health. Bless us with prosperity. Allah, bless us with plenty full of halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, bless us with plenty full of halal.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, provide for us from sources unknown to us.
Ameen.
Give us from your treasures, O my beloved Allah. Ay mere pyare khuda, those who are in financial difficulties, give them plenty full of halal and get them out of their difficulties. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children.
Ameen.
Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Ay Allah, remove the difficulties, the trials, the calamities from the entire ummah. Ay Allah, in these days of fitna, protect each and every one of us. Protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our homes, protect our properties. Ay Allah, protect our children. Ya Allah, protect our families, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, don't allow any kind of destruction to come upon the ummah. اے میرے پیارے اللہ ہماری حفاظت فرما اللہ ہماری حفاظت فرما bless us with برکت in our businesses برکت in our lives برکت in our earnings برکت in our time برکت in our health اے اللہ ہمیں برکت سے مالا مال فرما اے اللہ because of our disobedience don't snatch away the نعمت that you have blessed us with just as you give oh Allah you can also snatch it away Ya Allah, we have seen with our own eyes around the world what has happened. Within seconds, Ya Allah, everything has disappeared. Ey mere Allah, tu hamari hifazat farma. Give us the tawfiq to do those deeds which are pleasing to you. And protect us from those deeds which are displeasing to you. Ey Allah, jitne dini kaam ho rahe sab ko qubool farma. Ey Allah, daawat ke kaam ko qubool farma. Kaam karne walo ko ikhlas naseeb farma. Sare alam ke andar, Ey Allah, اس کے ذریعے سے ہدایت کو پھیلا دے اے اللہ خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما مساجد مدارس کی محنت قبول فرما اے اللہ دین کے جتنے بھی کام ہو رہے سب کو قبول فرما give us the توفیق to do it within the parameters of sharia اے اللہ تو ہم سب کو اپنا قرب نصیب فرما اے اللہ don't let the angel of death find us in a disco in a cinema in a theater taking drugs bottle of wine in our hands or in adultery or fornication or with some filthy magazine in our hands or watching some filthy movie where Allah we don't know when the angel of death is going to strike then how can we be in such sinful places and actions give us the realization of Allah that the angel of death is just a few steps behind us we don't know when he's going to strike Allah When the time of our death comes, then take us to Madinah Tayyibah. Allah, shahadat ki maut waha ata farma. Allah, jannatul baqi mein dafan naseeb farma. But if it is not muqaddar there, then wherever it may be, Allah, let it be death of barakat. Let it be death on iman. Allah, jo intiqal kar gaye, those who have passed away, forgive them. Give them jannatul firdaus. Allah, bless them with the highest abode in jannat. Allah, And when our time comes, don't question us, O Allah. Enter us into Jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, give us the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Give us the best of dunya and the best of Akhirah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azaban nar. Allah, all the du'as of goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us. All the goodness that he asked for us. Bless us with that goodness. Our wives and children with that goodness. The entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Allah, those students of ours who have written examinations, give them success in the examinations. Oh Allah, Even if they are expecting a failure, give them success.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, and make them assets for our communities.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, save them from the fitnas that are at the schools and colleges and universities.
Ya Allah, save them from those fitnas. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to see us destroyed. Nafs and shaitan, dono de bil. Hai, kiya hai mujhko tu. Nafs and shaitan, dono de bil kar. Hai, kiya hai mujhko tu. Ey mere baula, meri madad kar. Ey mere baula, meri madad kar. Chahta hoon main teri pana. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. Allah, so many brothers and sisters have requested us to make duas for them. Ya Allah, we may not have those actions that are deserving of presentation before you, that are worthy of presentation before you, but they have expressed a good opinion and asked us to make dua for them. Ya Allah, we are making dua for them. Whatever are their good intentions and wishes, Ya Allah, fulfill them. Amen. And especially those who are sitting here, O Allah, this part of the night, extending the begging bowls before you. Fulfill every good wish and desire. Amen. Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the aspirations, the wishes that are in their hearts. Allah, jo bhi unki nek murad hai, whatever their good wishes are, which are in accordance with Sharia and with your pleasure, Ya Allah, fulfill their wishes and desires. Those who are searching for marriage partners, Ya Allah, bless them with good marriage partners. Those who are in some problems or difficulties, remove the difficulty. Those who have asked that we make dua, that you give them cure, Ya Allah, give them shifa from all their illness. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. It's a night also of ibadat, but because of our weakness we can't remain awake on Eid evenings, Eid eves. So those who are wanting to go to the graveyards or other places, try and make it tomorrow instead of on Eid morning. Because of the congestion too and for other reasons also, it's better that you go and visit the graveyard tomorrow. But go during the day, don't go at night and become another one inmate of that graveyard. Because nowadays we have been informed that gangs are waiting even at graveyards. At one time we thought graveyards were the safest place, that at least the crooks were scared of the jinn and bhoot at the graveyards. But now looks like they scared them away too. So go during the day, or go a few friends together. We have to take the precautionary measures. We don't have to be of those who say that no, we're making tawakkul in Allah Ta'ala, so it doesn't matter whatever time we go and whatever happens. Allah Ta'ala Himself wants us to make use of the means. Take precaution, tie the camel, then trust in Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala protect everybody's life, property, iman. So we'll be having, inshallah, after Isha, 30 to 40 minute program, inshallah. Then you can go home. Nevertheless, Allah Ta'ala, yes, I was going to say that there was one professor or lecturer from the States, and he was talking about the different stages in this Muslim personal law bill that the government, through which stages it takes. So he said, we are still, so he was always giving the analogy. He says, I come from America, so there our national game is baseball. He said, we take great pride in baseball. So he said, in baseball we have different bases, 4 or 5 bases. You start from base 1, then you come to base 2, then 3, then 4. And he said, then we have a home run. So that is exactly our situation. That we were at the different bases,
Now when we're coming to the home run, so then we say we're tired. We restrained ourselves from all the sins in Ramadan. We made ihtikaf, we did this, we did that. But now we're tired, finished. We can't do the home run. So we must make the niyat that we do the home run now. And the home run is right from now till next Ramadan. But if you make the niyat and you make dua, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make it easy.